first and foremost is how it's important for the federal government to invest in basic, long-term, open research in cybersecurity. By that, I mean unclassified. It's important for there to be openness in research and security because you want many eyes to be looking at solutions, and the more eyes that look at potential solutions, the better. With respect to long term, what's important to realize is that many of the security mechanisms and solutions that we are deploying today are based on decades of research in the open community, in cybersecurity. Some of that research started with no intention of being applied to cybersecurity. Some of it, of course, is quite direct. So, for instance, the RSA cryptographic algorithm came out of academia, and we rely a lot on algorithms like RSA to do the kind of secure communications that we do for financial transactions and online shopping and so on. So without the research that we did decades ago, we wouldn't have that benefit in society today. But more telling is research that we did decades ago on techniques like static analysis and program verification that had no intention of being applied to cybersecurity, but in fact are used today pervasively for detecting security vulnerabilities in the software we run, and so on. So again, the point is doing long-term basic and open research has enabled us to have security solutions today. What's important is to continue sustaining this kind of investment. We need to be working on the research today for us to have the solutions for tomorrow's attacks.
You mentioned open, and that implies that there's also closed research being done, and a lot of people cite the National Security Agency. How can that play a part? How can they play a part? And is there anything that you think is going on behind unopened doors that could benefit the whole community?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there is dialogue between the unclassified and classified worlds in terms of research and development in cybersecurity. There has to be. Clearly, the classified world can scour the literature and attend all the open meetings and so on and know what's going on in the unclassified world. The reverse is not true, of course. However, through open meetings, we can at least hear in general terms how serious some of the problems are, maybe the scope and nature of some of the attacks in just very general terms. Probably most importantly, it would be good for the classified world to be giving hints and suggestions as to what problems the open world, the unclassified world, might actually want to pay attention to or put effort into, because it could very well be the case that the open world isn't working on the hardest problems. And the open world, the academic community especially, wants to work on really hard problems.